For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included on the print version are omitted from this audio version. Repentance toward God. Repentance is godly sorrow for sin and a renunciation of sin. It goes beyond mere regret or even sincere remorse. In the Old Testament, the word translated repent means to turn back, to change one's mind. The Greek word translated repentance in the New Testament means compunction for guilt, and by implication, reversal. Thus, the biblical concept of repentance indicates a change of mind that results in a reversal of action or direction. Acknowledging one's sin is a starting point, but confession alone does not necessarily indicate true repentance. Sometimes, when an individual is apprehended in a sin or is facing the consequences of wrongdoings, he will admit his misdeed but still experience no remorse. There is a vast difference between the person who is sorry because he or she was caught and the one who is sincerely penitent before God, even when the sins are not known publicly. The Bible is full of exhortations to repentance. When a person comes to the Lord to be saved, he is desperately in need of forgiveness. His sins separate him from God, and if not forgiven, will cause him to go into a lost eternity. A truly repentant individual experiences a deep distaste for sin and a heartfelt desire to be completely forgiven by God at any cost. Repentance is the sinner's key to the kingdom of heaven. It is the only way to approach God and receive divine favor. Forgiveness does not come until the sinner repents and completely renounces his rebellion against God, asking for forgiveness. Genuine, heartfelt repentance is not a mere ritual. The emotions, intellect, and will are all involved. A sinner's emotions are evidenced by a feeling of revulsion and personal accountability for sinning against God. The intellect brings about a change of mind, attitude, and purpose. Finally, the will makes a determination to confess and forsake sins. A biblical example is found in the parable of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15. The son's emotions caused him to feel shame and to regret leaving his father's house. His intellect assessed the fact that his circumstances had altered for the worse as a result of his actions, and his will caused him to determine that he would return to his father and plead to be taken back into the home as a hired servant. Repentance is not a means of earning salvation. Rather, it places a sinner in a position to receive God's forgiveness. Psalm 51 provides a scriptural example of this point and is generally ascribed to David in the context of his sin with Bathsheba. God directed the prophet Nathan to confront David with his sin, and the accusatory words, "Thou art the man," brought David to a place of confession and repentance before God. His desperate cry, "I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight," reveal his agonized response to the realization of his sin. His willingness to call upon God in the depths of his despair opened the door to God's forgiveness. No one can repent and come to God on his own, for Jesus himself said, "No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him." Repentance is something that God gives. It is a gift of his grace. God's long-suffering and goodness leads us to repentance, for he is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God promises to forgive those who are truly penitent. Isaiah 55:7 says, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." When one turns to God with all of his heart, True repentance brings the abundant joy and peace of salvation into the life. Salvation results from turning from sin in genuine, faith-based repentance toward the Lord Jesus Christ. The prayer of repentance does not need to be long and elaborate, but it must be heartfelt and sincere. One man whose prayer is recorded in Luke 18:13 said simply, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." That prayer was accepted, for Jesus said, "This man went down to his house justified." While repentance does not earn salvation, repentance unto salvation does result in a change in behavior. That is why John the Baptist called people to bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. A person who has truly repented of his sins will find salvation and deliverance, resulting in a changed life. This is the new creation spoken of in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The transformed life is evidence of salvation which was accessed by repentance. When a sinner repents, there is joy in heaven that a lost soul has been redeemed. Counsel for ministers. There is a vast difference between true repentance and the believe and accept approach to salvation. The Bible plainly teaches the necessity of renunciation of sin and godly sorrow for it, rather than a mere mental acceptance of God's offer of salvation. True repentance also serves as a remedy to sinning Christian theology. Continuing in even occasional sin is inconsistent with the complete revulsion for sin that was part of repentance, without which salvation could not be received.